Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. I'm Craig Maddock. He is Chris Tubbs. And it's time to talk Minnesota Wild hockey as they take on Colorado in the first round of the playoffs. And joining us on the fan line, he is with the Minnesota Wild Radio Network. You hear him every game here on KWSN. Tom Reed. Tom, welcome back to Sioux Falls.
Well, thank you very much, and it's nice to be back in the playoffs again for the second straight year. So I think the team is much better suited this year than we were last year.
I totally agree. First of all, before we talk about the playoffs, I want to talk about Mike Rupp. He was suspended four games. What kind of reaction does that have as the Wild will be without him for much of this series?
Well, it's going to have some of an impact. Obviously, Mike is one of the guys who has the Stanley Cup under his belt, winning with New Jersey back in 2003. But, you know, the thing is that the hit he had on TJ Oshie was not a good hit. We all agree with that, and Mike's the first to tell you that. That was not his intent at all. But the fact is that he took the four-game penalty, did not, suspension, I should say, did not question at all. He just said he lost himself on that hit. He just lost his place where he was. He meant to hit him in the shoulder, caught him with the head, and then unfortunately TJ was hurt on the play. Hopefully he's going to be fine, and that's the most important thing, because Mike Rupp is a very classy guy, and he felt as bad as anybody about the hit.
So the Wild will be without him, but Colorado out with their leading scorer, Matt Duchene. Well, what's the latest on that?
Yeah, he's out right now, but he could come back, too. You never know what they're planning. We expect not to see him, but you always have to be prepared that you might see him. I think Mike Yeo is more concerned about his own team and who he's going to have in the lineup. Is Granlund going to be in the lineup, or will it be Hollis on that second-line position? But we will find out, obviously, come Thursday how bad Duchene is, and we're getting reports that he will not play, but we're still not sure that's the right information coming out of Denver right now.
You know, we'll talk about the Wild and actually what they have on the ice here in a minute, but I want to talk about Colorado and the job that Patrick Waugh's done. You know, first season as the head coach of the Avs, last year they were second to last. They only had 39 points. What have they done with the roster in the offseason, and what kind of a coaching job has he done to turn that around? Because it seems pretty remarkable.
Well, they've added some players. I think, you know, they added Alex Tanguay, I think, which is a nice move for them. Now, he's not played a lot because of the injury, but he gives them a little more experience out there. Also, it's just a matter of putting the right people in the right positions on the ice. This is a very talented hockey club. There's no question about it. And Patrick Waugh has really surprised everyone, the remarkable job he's done in his first year as a head coach of the National Hockey League. And he's, I think, really been the big difference. They've still got the same amount of talent. The only kid, obviously, that has made the difference to them is Nathan. Their fine young rookie, Nathan MacKinnon, who comes into the fold here for the first year. He has been absolutely on fire this year with 24 goals, 39 assists. He's a plus 20 in his rookie year. Obviously, he'll run away with the Calder Trophy as the top rookie in the National Hockey League. But I think the big thing is that Patrick Waugh has given these kids a chance to win. He's given them a lot of confidence in themselves right from the get-go. I mean, they were terrific right from the start of the season. And they have never looked back. We thought they would falter at some point. That has not been the case. And here's a team that was last in the road games last year. They were the last team in the league as far as that goes. And this year they're the first team in the league on road games. So they can do it all at home. They can do it on the road. And it's ironic also. Their record is identical from home to the road games. It's 26-11-4 in each one with 56 points. So they've been pretty good.
He's Tom Reed of the Minnesota Wild Radio Network, Thursday night right here on KWSN as it's Game 1 versus Colorado. What is going to be the key to this series?
I think the key is how Minnesota responds to the challenge. I mean, Minnesota this year has not have fared well against them when you look at their wins and losses, but at the same time, Minnesota, I think, has played better than Colorado in most of these games. Now, that being said, you have to get the wins. That's the most important thing. I think the biggest thing is to try, because of the speed of Colorado, you really have to neutralize them in that neutral zone between the blue lines. Try and take some of that speed away. With the elimination of the two-line pass years ago, it really has added a lot of speed to the game, which I don't like because it puts the defenseman in a very vulnerable position going back into their own end to gather the puck up. And you see a few more injuries because of it. But at the same time, you know, it is what it is right now. So I think Minnesota has to do that. And they have to find a way also to beat Varlamov. He's been terrific for this club all season long. When you look at his goals against average, it's just, you know, with a couple of shutouts and a 927 save percentage, he's been terrific. So they have to find a way to, you know, get pucks by him. He's a guy that does not give up a lot of opportunities.
A guy that came into the offseason and there was some gnashing of teeth from Wild fans was Matt Cook. I mean, a lot of people thought about him for, you know, dirty play and instigating fights. What has he meant? Because I haven't seen as much of that with the Wild this year as maybe we had in years past.
You know, we haven't seen any of that with Matt this year. I mean, he's picked up a few penalties, but not very many, and he really has changed his game around. He has now had one fight in the last couple of years. He did a lot of work with Pittsburgh watching video of his game and how he handles certain situations, and he has changed his game. Instead of running the guys, he turns away from them so that he doesn't draw any of those suspensions or penalties that are needless. So he has certainly changed his attitude to the team play that the Wild were looking for. At the same time, he's also one of the guys who has a Stanley Cup. He's one of the two guys I mentioned before, Mike Rupp, but he's got the cup with Pittsburgh. So Minnesota's got a little bit of inexperience in that department, but hopefully this will be a chance where they have a pretty good run at it.
You've been around hockey a long, long time, Tom, and have you ever seen a team, though, go through four goaltenders in 1 year, and the last goaltender may be the final piece they need to make a run in the playoffs?
Well, actually, it's been five goaltenders that played this year for Minnesota with John Curry getting the call last couple of games. So they had five different guys. What I haven't seen is you've had, you know, starters who have played so much. I mean, usually you might get a guy come in one or two games, and that's what Curry's done. But for the most part, you know, when you look at Minnesota's roster with Harding and with Backstrom and with Kemper, now with Varlamov, they've all had, Brzgalov, they've all had a number of games that they have been able to get in between the pipes, over 10 per goaltender, and that's unusual. But Minnesota's dressed seven different goaltenders this year. They used five of them. They've handled it quite well. They really have. So each of those guys have done a great job. And Josh Harding, I think he certainly has to be the surprise. Best goals against average, best save percentage, and he stopped playing at the end of the calendar year last year. December 31st against St. Louis was his last game. And so he's won those two awards in the NHL as far as it goes this year. But unfortunately for him, the MS has taken its toll with him, and he's back on the ice, which looks good. He looks good, but the question is, how do you get him into a game at this stage of the season?
Yeah.
So this is Brzgalov, right? I mean, Ilya is going to be the guy in the pipes for Coach Yeo?
Absolutely, he'll be the guy. And the thing is that we need him to play well too. He's been last game wasn't a good test for him because the guys, it was the last game of the year. It was more like an exhibition game. Our guys didn't want to get hurt going into the playoffs, and so they kind of relaxed themselves a little bit. They scored the first two goals. And they had a 2-0 lead. They had a 3-1 lead, but they gave up six goals in a row, which is not common for this hockey club. So put it behind them, forget about it, go on to get ready for the playoffs, which start here in a couple of days.
Hey, Tom, would not surprise me that the top two teams in the Central Division of the Western Conference get knocked out in the first round of the playoffs. Do you think that the Wild can take out Colorado and then St. Louis gets knocked off? Because St. Louis has not been playing very good hockey
right now.
Boy, they are struggling. They've lost six games in a row, and I hear they have a lot of internal problems in their locker room. So that, if that's the case, they will have a hard time. Chicago has not been that great as of late either, so that should be a pretty good series for those two guys. And I really do believe that Minnesota can beat Colorado. They just have to find a way, you know, to neutralize that the offense that Colorado has. I mean, this is the team that can score a lot of goals. We know that. So you have to take away the time and the space for them to handle the puck and make sure you step in front of those guys. But without Duchene in there, they're still a pretty good hockey club. But I have full confidence that this team will win the series.
Hey, Tom, can't wait to hear you guys on Thursday night. And it should be a great series. Appreciate the time today, and we'll talk again soon.
Great, guys. Thanks very much.